So how do you communicate an idea simply?
你要怎么样很简单的把一个观念表达出来呢？
Many years ago, the International Standards Organization came up with these symbols.
在很多年以前，有一个叫做搜寻地外文明计划的组织，他们想了这样一些符号的。
So that wherever they were posted in the world, people would understand what they meant.
对不起，这是国际标准，就是标志组织。
What does the one on the left mean?
大家看到的时候就知道它们有什么意义。在左边的这个说明是什么意思呢？
Restaurant food, right. The middle?
中间的那个。
Slippery, right.
对，表示地滑。
And the one on the right? No swimming.
表示不能游泳。
That's right. But what if the message is more complicated?
那如果说这个信息会更加复杂一点呢？
Since 1974, scientists with SETI have been broadcasting this message into space.
这个是在1974年这个搜寻地外文明计划组织向外太空发出的信息。
Very obvious, right?
非常明显。
On the top are the numbers 1 to 10.
在最上面是1到10的数字。
The purple is the atomic number for the elements that make up DNA.
那个紫色的部分呢，是组成 DNA 的这个元素的元素号码。
The greens are the formulas and sugars that are the basis of the nucleotides in DNA.
这个绿色的部分呢，是在 DNA 当中核苷酸的核糖和碱基的组成。
The purple is the structure of DNA, the double helix.
接下来那个蓝色的部分是 DNA 的结构，就是双螺旋形的。
In red is the graphic of a human, the typical height of a man.
红色的部分呢是一个就是标准的一个人形。
And the white is the population of the earth.
然后旁边白色的点点是代表了地球上人口的数量。
But you knew that one already, didn't you?
大家已经知道这个了。
The yellow is a graph of the solar system, including all the planets.
底下黄色的点点是代表了太阳系和它里面所有的行星。
And the bottom purple is a graphic of the radio telescope that's transmitting the message.
然后最底下的紫色呢，是对于这个发送信息的射电望远镜的一个画面。
Simple?
很简单吧。
The more complex the communication, the more difficult it is to simplify.
你要传达的信息越复杂，它就越难简化。
This week in Mark chapter 12, Jesus is asked to simplify the commandments.
在今天的经文当中，马可福音十二章，耶稣基督被要求简化这个神来的命令。
And his answer says a lot about God's purposes for us.
他的回答代表了就涵盖了神对我们神要我们做的一个目标。
So this morning our outline is about one.
我们今天的这个大纲就是代表就是讨论这个合一的一个。
One commandment, one God and one love, one big problem and one savior.
一个命令，一位神，一种爱，一个大的问题和唯一的救主。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your love for us.
神啊，我们为你的爱感谢你。
And we confess that we do not love you the way that we should.
我们向你认罪，因为我们没有像我们应该的那样来爱你。
Thank you for the demonstration of your love in our Lord Jesus.
感谢你借耶稣基督显明你的爱。
As we have sung this morning, we serve a great God.
像我们今天所唱的那样，我们在服侍一位伟大的主。
Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts right now.
圣灵啊，求你向我们的心说话。
So that we might know more about you.
使我们能更好地认识你。
And might walk more closely with you.
能和你同行。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Mark chapter 12, verse 28.
马可福音十二章二十八节。
And one of the scribes came up, and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "What commandment is the most important of all?"
有一个文士来听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？
In Mark chapter 11 and Mark chapter 12, Jesus has been debating with the religious leaders in the temple.
在马可福音第十一章和第十二章，耶稣和这些犹太教的文士们辩论。
And into this scene walks a scribe.
在这个场景当中，有一个文士走了进来。
Now, a scribe is an interpreter of the law for the people.
文士就是向人民解释法律的解释律法的人。
They had two key roles, one of which was to make the laws meaningful.
他们有两个主要的任务，一个就是要使这个律法变得更加有意义。
And this is a difficult task to make it meaningful in the lives that they lived in Jerusalem.
这非常难，因为他要把这个律法和当下人们在耶路撒冷的生活结合在一起。
To help us understand, in first century Jerusalem, they had many laws.
为了帮大家理解呢，在一世纪的时候，在耶路撒冷，他们有很多很多的律法条文。
The scribes took the book of Deuteronomy and wrote many different interpretations in a document called the Talmud.
这些文士呢，他们把《申命记》读完之后，他们就写了一个很长很长的这个律法的条目。
For example, they had 613 statutes in what they called the oral law, statutes, laws.
举个例子来说，他们有613条这个法律的条款。
They had 365 prohibitions, one for every day of the year.
他们有365条不能做的事情，每一年，的一年当中的每一天都有一条。
And 248 commandments.
还有248条命令。
So, for example, when they looked at Exodus chapter 15, verse 2, they had questions.
比如说他们看到出埃及记十五章二节的时候，他们就有些问题。
In Hebrew, that passage says, "This is my God, and I will beautify him."
在希伯来文中，他说，这是我的神，我要赞美他。
But the scribes had to define what beautify meant.
但是这些文士就需要去定义赞美是什么意思。
So if I was going to write about God, how would I do that in a way that beautified him?
如果我要写话来描述上帝的话，我怎样才可以是有赞美的意思。
So the Talmud said what kind of paper I needed to use, what kind of ink, what kind of pen I should write.
所以那个条文就规定了你在写的时候要用什么样的纸，用什么样的笔。
And it even described the skill of the writer.
他也甚至包含了这个写作人的这个写作技巧。
The rules included how far I could travel on the Sabbath.
这些条文也包括了你在安息日的时候能够走几步。
Whether it was viewed to be work to comb my hair or to prepare food.
帮别人梳头还有准备食物到底算不算做工。
Or my favorite, whether it was okay to get your donkey out of the ditch if he fell in on the Sabbath.
我最喜欢的一条就是你到底能不能把你的驴子从沟里拉上来，如果它在安息日掉下去的话。
Complexity upon complexity.
越来越复杂。
But it was done because they wanted to please God.
但是这一切的原因是他们想要讨好神。
They wanted to live rightly before God.
他们希望在神的面前是公义的。
And if they broke one of his commandments, they would have to have sacrifice to forgive their sin.
而如果他们打破了这些条文的话呢，他们就需要献祭来赎罪。
So recognize this complex problem, the scribes divided all of these laws into two.
所以他们意识到这个问题很复杂之后呢，他们就把这个律法分成两种。
The important ones they called the weighty, and the less important ones they called the light.
比较重要的呢，他们就说比较重的律法，然后比较不重要的呢，他们就说是比较轻的律法。
And of course, this created debate about which laws should be weighty and which laws should be light.
当然这就带来了无穷无尽的大讨论，说到底哪一条是重要的，哪一条是比较不重要的。
So it was popular as a scribe to spend time debating where the laws fell.
所以这个当时很流行去讨论和辩论到底哪一条律法是重要或不重要。
So the scribes were to make the law meaningful.
所以这些文士需要把这些律法日常生活中的意义。
But the second task of the scribe was to make the law simple.
而他们的第二条职责呢，就是要把这些律法给简化掉。
After all, who can remember thousands of commands and laws?
不管怎样，谁可以记住几千条这个律法条文呢？
So they tried to summarize the commands in just a sentence or two.
所以他们一直尝试怎么样能够用一两句话就把律法给总结出来。
And this is the question that was in the scribe's mind when he approached Jesus.
这就是那个文士在就近耶稣的时候他脑子当中的问题。
Jesus, you've shown your wisdom with the crowds. Now answer my question, please.
耶稣啊，你已经向众人展示了你的智慧，那现在就来回答我的问题吧。
What is the most important commandment?
到底哪一条律法最大呢？
Which one should have priority above all else?
哪一条有最高的优先级呢？
It's like when you're in school asking the teacher what's going to be on the final.
就好像你在学校读书的时候，你去问老师说期末考试考什么？
It really helps you focus your studying.
它会帮你大大的节省准备考试的时间。
Let's look at verses 29 to 31.
让我们一起来看第29节到31节。
And Jesus answered, The most important one is Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主，我们神是独一的主。你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己。再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
Jesus's answer has three parts.
耶稣的回答有三个部分。
He starts with something called the Jewish Shema.
他从犹太人的这个早晚的祷告开始。
And this is how every good Israelite would start their prayers in the morning and in the evening.
就是每一个好的以色列人都会开始他们的早晚祷告的方式。
The Shema is a direct quote from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
这个 Shema 就是对于申命记六章第四节的一个直接的引用。
And it affirms the basic beliefs of Judaism.
它确认犹太教的这个最基本的信仰。
It's the part that says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
就是以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。
It addresses the nation of Israel and says, Remember, you are a people that is special to God.
他首先是说给以色列人听，让他们知道他们是在神面前的选民。
It says, Our God, so it talks about a personal relationship with him.
他说我们神是在讨论这个我们以色列人和神之间有一个亲密的关系。
It's a reminder from Genesis where God declares himself to be the people, the God for the people of Israel.
这就是回到创世纪神拣选以色列人做他的选民。
He establishes a covenant that he will watch over them and care for them always.
他和他们立约说他会这个一直带领以色列人。
The Shema reminded them that they had a special relationship with God.
这个祷文提醒他们，他们和神之间有一个特别的关系。
The Shema also affirms that God is one.
这个祷文也同时确认神是独一的。
Israel was a monotheistic, a single God culture.
以色列人是单一神论的。
And when all of the other cultures around them were multi-theistic, they had multiple gods.
而在他们之外的很多民族都是多神论的。
This was a reminder that they were to stay true to the one God.
这就提醒他们，他们要坚持明白他们的神是独一的主。
And you know from the Old Testament that they struggled with that mightily.
如果大家看旧约的话，我们就能知道他们其实在这个方面也有很多的挣扎。
And then finally, the Shema affirmed that God was to have priority.
最后这个祷文他就确认说，这个神的命令是有优先级的。
That He was the one God, the only God.
神是唯一真实的神。
That He is superior to all the gods that are worshipped in other cultures.
他对于所有的假神是有优先级的，他比他们都要 更大。
So Jesus affirms the Jewish faith, and then he prioritizes.
首先呢，耶稣确认了他们犹太人的信仰，然后他就为他们定出这个优先级。
Now notice how when he's asked for one command, it appears Jesus gives two.
大家可以注意到这个文士本来问的说诫命中有哪一条是最大的，但他其实给了两个答案。
But the commentators say that Jesus would, by starting both of these with you shall love, he linked the two commandments together.
但是解经家其实发就是其实解释说因为他用你们要爱这个来开头呢，其实他把这两个部分连接在一起。
You're to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
With all your emotions, all your spirit, all your intelligence, and all your strength. In other words, with all that you are.
对，为用你所有的情感，为你所有的智慧，就是用你的全人全心来爱主。
Jesus is quoting Deuteronomy 6:5 almost.
耶稣基本上就在引述《申命记》六章五节的内容。
In Deuteronomy, the passage says we're to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
在《申命记》的时候，他说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华。
Jesus inserts the word mind.
而这个时候，耶稣加了一个是要尽意。
But we'll talk about that in a minute.
我们之后会再提到。
Jesus affirmed that we follow one God, and now he says that there's one way to follow him.
耶稣首先确认了说我们有单一的神，然后接下来呢，他就说我们有唯一的去遵行他旨意的方式。
With the wholeness or the oneness of who we are.
就是用我们的全人全心来敬拜他。
To paraphrase John Legend, all of me loving God.
就是用 John Legend 的话来说，就是我的全人全心爱主。
First service knows who John Legend is. Sorry.
No worries. 那个是谁
？Think about the one thing that you love most.
想一想你最喜欢的东西是什么
？For example, if you love your favorite food.
如果你最喜欢想一想你最喜欢的食物。
You might love that with emotion, you might love it with your spirit, but rarely does it take a lot of your strength to love it.
你可能在情感上很爱他，你在这个心灵上也很爱他，但是你好像不太会用全力去爱你的食物。
Or think about the person you love the most.
想一想你最爱的人。
Maybe it's your spouse, and you can love him or her with a lot of your heart and your soul and your mind, but never 100%.
可能是这个你的配偶，你可能会用很大的心灵，还有想法，还有你的力量去爱他，但是好像不太会到百分之百。
I find even with my wife Julie, who I love a lot, my mind wanders when she talks sometimes.
我很爱我的太太朱莉，但是。有的时候我还是会在他说很多的时候这个就是走神了。
And what if you loved your money more than anything else?
或者说你是不是爱你的钱胜过一切呢？
In fact, that helps us see the conflict with this command.
其实这个如果你这么想的话他就你就能够看出他当中的一些冲突。
Because if you gave 100% of your money to something, how much would you have left?
因为如果你把你所有的钱都给了一些什么东西的话呢，你就一分钱都不会剩下。
With Jesus's command, we're to give all of our love, all that we are, to a God.
根据耶稣的诫命呢，我们需要把我们所有的献给神。
So how do we have anything left over?
所以我们自己还剩下什么呢
？But then comes the second part of Jesus's answer.
然后接下来耶稣就说接下来的一点
that we're to love our neighbor as ourself.
就是我们要爱人如己。
This time Jesus is quoting Leviticus 19:18.
这个时候耶稣引述的是利未记十九章十八节。
Notice that he doesn't say you're to love others greatly.
大家注意到耶稣不是要我们很爱别人。
Not that you're to love them a lot.
或者是爱别人很多。
Not even you're to love them until it hurts.
也不是说爱到心痛了就要放手。
I'm to love others as I love myself.
而是爱人如己。
Now what does it mean to love yourself?
爱人如己代表了什么呢？
I ask myself, how much energy do I spend caring for me in the course of a day?
有时候我会想说，我到底每天花多少精力来好好的善待自己？
Making sure that I am fed and dressed, that I have a place to sleep.
确保我有东西吃，有衣服穿，有地方住。
That I am understood by those people around me.
我能被我周围的人理解。
That I have friends to be around me who encourage me.
我有能够真心鼓励我的朋友。
Left to our own, this becomes a full-time job.
有的时候照顾我们自己就是一份全职工作。
And as I've said many times before, parents never need to teach their children the word mine.
我之前已经提过很多次，家长有一个词是从来不需要教自己的小孩的，就是什么是我的。
Put two toddlers and a toy in the middle, and they'll communicate that word quite clearly.
如果有两个蹒跚学步的小孩，他们只有一个玩具的话，他们很快就会发明出这个词了。
Dictionary.com describes love as a profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person, a feeling of warm personal attachment.
Dictionary 网站定义爱是说是对另一个人有一种极度温柔又极度热烈的情感，是一种温暖又私密的依恋的感觉。
I love myself because I can forgive myself quickly for my shortcomings.
我爱我自己，因为我可以很快就原谅我自己的缺点。
But it's much harder for me to forgive those who've offended me.
但是如果要我去原谅别冒犯我的人就不那么容易。
Now Jesus says to the crowd that we are to love those around us with the same energy and passion that we love ourselves.
而耶稣要我们用我们对自己的那种同样的能量还有这种感觉来爱我们周围的人。
That we're to be profoundly tender, passionately affectionate,and have warm personal attachment.
就是我们是极度的温柔又是极度的热情而且我们有一种温暖的彼此的连接。
If you've been around the church for a while, you're probably used to the statement that we should love our neighbors as ourselves.
如果你常来教会的话呢你可能已经听爱人如己这个术语听了很多次。
But think about how outrageous that statement is.
不过想一想这个要求是有多么的令人惊讶呢。
How radical and unique that statement is to Christianity.
它是多么的不寻常。
If we believe that we had to earn our way to heaven, it wouldn't make sense to love others.
如果我们相信我们是要去赚得自己进天堂的门票的话呢，这好像就不会使我们能够爱人如己。
We might be commanded to serve others, but then people would be a means to our end.
我们可能会去服侍别人，但是，服侍别人这件事情就成为了我们去赚门票的一个手段。
Or if we believe in a total randomness of life, where we had evolved around survival of the fittest, then this makes no sense.
如果我们是相信物竞天择的话呢，这好像也说不通。
Why would we love and deprive ourselves if this life was all there is?
为什么我们要爱别人？如果说这个世界上面，我们就这么一辈子的话，我们似乎就不必要爱别人。
Last week we talked about the Sadducees who did not believe in the resurrection and how they focused on gain in this world.
我们上周讨论到撒都该人，他们不相信复活，所以他们就只注目在这一生，他们要有富足的人生。
To love our neighbor as ourselves is a radically different statement.For the world.
要爱人如己是一个和这个世界有非常非常大的和这个世界的价值观有非常非常大的冲突的一个命令。
And so Jesus affirms the scriptures to say that we are to love those around us with all we are.
耶稣基督再次向以色列人说，我们要用自己的全人全心去爱周围的人，如同我们爱自己一样。
And remember that Jesus has already taught in the parable of the Good Samaritan that our neighbor is anyone that we can help.
而且大家记得耶稣已经说了好撒玛利亚人的比喻，就是我们的邻人是所有我们能够帮助的人。
One God, One love for him and all people.
我们的一位神，我们对他，我们对他的，还有对我们周围的人的同一种的爱。
But that creates a big problem.
而这带来了一个很大的问题。
Let's look at verse 32 and 33.
让我们一起来看第32到33章，33节。
And the scribe said to him, Jesus, you are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other beside him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.
那文士对耶稣说，夫子说，神是一位，实在不错。除了他以外，再没有别的神，并且尽心、尽智、尽力爱他，又爱人如己。就比一切燔祭和各样的祭司好得多。
Good job, Jesus, says the scribe.
文士说耶稣干得不错。
Which really means I agree.
也就是说我表示同意。
But he's the only one of the Jewish leaders in this passage that agrees with Jesus' answer.
他是在当场的那么多犹太教的文士当中唯一一个同意的。
The leader echoes back Deuteronomy 5 and Leviticus 19:18.
他又说回《生命记》六章五节和《利未记》十九章十八节。
But he too misses that we're to love Jesus with all of our minds.
但是他却忘了说我们要尽意去爱主。
He emphasizes that love is better than burnt offerings and sacrifices.
他注目在爱比祭祀要好。
The scribe knew the scriptures. He knew that the prophets had been teaching the same thing.
他知道他。很熟悉律法。
For example, in Isaiah 1, God speaks through a vision about the wickedness of Judah.
举例来说，在以赛亚书第一章，神对悖逆的犹大说。
He tells the nation to cease to do evil, to learn to do good, to correct oppression, to bring justice to the fatherless, and to plead the widow's cause.
从我眼前除掉你们的恶行，要止住作恶，学习行善，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
In other words, to love others as we love ourselves.
也就是爱人如己。
In Micah chapter 6, again speaking about the evil that's in Judah, God says, Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil?
在弥迦书第六章，神又一次说，说到这个在犹大当中的罪恶，说耶和华喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的油禾吗
？In other words, will the Lord be pleased with burnt offerings and sacrifices?
用另一种话来说，神会为我们会，因为献祭而，满足吗
？No, he says, what is good and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice?And to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God.
不是，他说世人呐，耶和华已指示你何为善。他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
To love and to do good towards our neighbors.
去爱人如己。
So the scribe says, "You got it right, Jesus."
所以文士说，你说的对，耶稣。
God wants us to love Him and love our neighbors like we love ourselves.
神要我们爱他，也爱人如己。
It's a lot like our society today that says, "Well, my religion is just to be good to those people around me."
这好像就像我们今天说，我的信仰就是要对我周围的人好。
But they miss the beginning part of the verse.
但他们就错过了第一点。
Both must happen. We must love God and love our neighbors.
两方面你都不能忘记，你又要爱神，你又要爱周围的人。
It appears from the passages that followed that the Jewish leaders had not been loving the nation as the people as they should.
接下来我们就看到这些犹太人当中的领袖没有像他们应该的那样去来爱他们的子民。
But when he agrees with Jesus, the scribe has a really big problem.
但是当他同意耶稣的话的时候呢，这个文士有一个很大的问题。
He missed Jesus' comment about loving God with his mind.
他好像漏过了耶稣说你要用你要尽意爱神的这一点。
And I think that may be on purpose.
我觉得这当中可能他是故意这么做的。
You see, it's been my experience that all of us, when we come to Christ, have areas of our life that are easy to give to Him.
当我们每个人来到耶稣基督面前的时候呢，我们每个人都有一些部分在我们生命当中是我们很轻易就可以交给神的。
Areas where we trust him to do well in our lives.
我们相信神能够在这些方面帮助我们。
But we also have these areas in our life that we don't turn over to God.
但是我们每个人也都有一些生命当中的部分是我们不愿意交给神的。
It's that thing we spend our time worrying about.
就是我们最担心的事情。
Do people really like me?
别人真的喜欢我吗？
Will I be able to keep my job?
我可以保住我这个工作吗？
Will I have enough money?
我会有足够的钱吗？
These are the areas that Satan comes and whispers to us to doubt God.
这就是撒旦在我们的耳边对我们这悄悄说。
And when we fail to trust God, we sin.
那如果说我们没有在这些方面也同样的来相信主的话呢，我们就会犯罪。
Martin Luther describes sin like this.
马丁路德是这样描述罪的。
That sin is mankind curved in on itself.
就是罪使人扭曲，以自己为中心。
An image of reaching into oneself rather than reaching out to help others.
关注自己而不是帮助他人。
He says this illustrates the selfishness that's in a person that lies in the heart at the base of all sinfulness.
这直指罪的核心与基础就是人的自私。
I think we curve towards ourselves in these areas that we hold back from God.
我们为了这些我们不愿意交给神的部分扭曲自己。
I have them and my guess is you do too.
我有这样的问题，我也猜你可能也会有。
The Holy Spirit though says to have faith to turn all that we are over to God with open hands.
圣灵要我们把我们所有的摊开双手交给神。
But yet we mistakenly think that there are areas only we have control over.
但我们却错误地认为有些部分只有我们自己能够掌控。
I was in Palo Alto a few months ago and talking to a father who had children at Palo Alto High School.
我之前在 Palo Alto 和一个有一个高中生儿子的父亲谈话。
And he told me that in about the last year, three of the high school students had stepped in front of trains to commit suicide.
他告诉我说，在过去的一年当中，有三个高中生自杀了。
Holding on to that faith that only they could control their success and the pressure they felt to achieve that.
因为他们觉得只有自己才能够达成自己的目标。
If statistics hold in this congregation, the men of this congregation over half struggle with pornography.
这个。现在就是市场调查的数据说，大概有一半的男人是有要看这个，这个色情的内容。
Rather than trust that God's plan for our physical lives is best, we pursue what we think we want.
不是去相信神能够为我们提供，而是去自己追寻自己所。想要的肉体想要的。
And women, research shows that in churches, women covet much.
而对女人呢，也是同样的学术研究认为说，女人经常在教会里面要去觊觎别人，会眼红别人。
Consuming TMZ or Us magazine and wanting to be with those who are famous and wealthy.
看各种各样的这种八卦小报，然后。就是每天绞尽脑汁要跟名人或者是有钱人在一起。
Or you read fashion magazines and want to have the hair or the bodies just like the models.
或者你每天看时尚杂志，希望自己的头发呀、体型啊都像那些模特一样。
We don't trust God for who He created us to be. We want to be something else.
我们不相信神创造我们的时候就已经是最好的，我们想要变成别人。
In the case of this scribe who came to Jesus, I think the area he couldn't let go of was his mind.
而在这个文士来问耶稣的时候呢，我觉得他不肯放弃的就是他的智性，就是他的意识。
He spent his time studying the law.
他用那么多时间去学习律法。
And pride may have slipped in.
而他的骄傲很可能就在这个时候进入他的心里。
He thinks to himself, not only am I smarter than most of these people, but I know God's law better than them too.
他对自己说，不仅我比这些人都聪明，而且我比他们都更懂神的律法。
And so when Jesus says that he has to love God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, he forgets to give one back.
所以当耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神的时候，他就忘了一条。
He fails to understand the power of grace and how it can provide God's riches for us.
他忘了神对我们的供应是充充足足。
But even that is just a symptom of the real big problem.
而这一切也只不过是这个大问题的一个症状而已。
You see, these are commands, not suggestions.
大家可以看到这些是神的命令，而不是他们的建议。
And if we take Jesus at his word, every person in the crowd that day and in this room today falls short of the commandment that Jesus shared.
而如果我们用这个命令的角度来看的话呢，在当场的那些人和我们今天在座的，我们每个人都没有做到这条命令。
We can't in our own strength love God with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength.
我们靠自己，我们是不可能尽心尽意，尽力尽性的来爱主。
And we fall short of loving our neighbors as ourselves.
我们也不能，用我们的全人全心来爱别人。
So love may be better than sacrifice, but we still need a sacrifice to remove our sin.
所以虽然爱比牺牲要大，但是我们依然需要一个牺牲来，为我们赎罪。
Think about your week.
想想你的一周。
Here's some things that I thought about mine as I thought about this idea of, do I really love God and man?
我过去一周当中，我就想到说，我到底是不是真心的爱主和人？
Did you spend any part of your week working to get something that you think will make you complete?
你这一周当中有没有花一些时间来做一些你觉得能够让你自己更完整的事？
Doing something so that the boss will say, good job?
做一些你的上司会说，干得不错的事。
Or trying to work with your children in a way that they will respect and show love for you in a certain way.
或者是你选择一种特别的方法来带你的小孩，就使他们能够尊敬并且爱你。
If you believe you need that for your life to be complete.
如果你觉得你需要这么做才能够有一个完整的生命的话。
Then that's giving part of your heart to a false god.
那你有可能就是把一部分你的心去给了一个偶像，一个假神。
Or have you ever been driving anywhere this week and somebody cut in front of you?
或者你这一周有没有开车的时候被别人超车
？Did you think what a great driver?
你是不是觉得说哦，这个人开车技术真好
？Or did you have harsh judging thoughts of the person who cut you off?
还是你在心里就对这个抢你路的人论断。
You see, the scribe says, "Jesus, you're right."
大家看到这里文是说，耶稣，你说的对。
But what he should have been feeling and saying is, "Well, then, how can I do that?"
而实际上，他应该接着问说，那我要怎么样做到呢
？How can I please God if I can't even keep two commandments?
如果我连这两条简单的诫命都做不到的话，我要怎么样来讨好神呢？
How can I please God if there's thousands of commandments and I fail at the two most important ones?
如果说虽然有千条律法，但是我对这最基本的两条都不能遵守的话，我怎么样能够来讨神的喜悦呢？
If we're honest, the answer to Jesus' words can only be, woe is me.
如果我们诚实的话，我们对耶稣的回应只能说，我真是悲哀啊。
Because you see, the law always points out where we fail to live to God's standard.
因为律法总是能够指出我们在什么地方对神有过犯。
But Jesus will never leave us there.
但是耶稣从来不会把我们放在这样一个境地里面。
He understands all of this and responds in an interesting way.
他理解这一切，并且他用一种非常有趣的方式来回应。
Verse 34.
就是第三十四节。
And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, that is the scribe, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions.
耶稣见他回答的有智慧，就对他说：“你离神的国不远了。”从此以后，没有人敢再问他什么。
The scribe understood the importance of love, but he didn't understand where to go from there.
这个文士明白爱的重要性，但他不知道他接下来应该怎么做。
He didn't know how to take the next step into the kingdom of God.
他不知道要怎么样踏入神的国。
In the first chapter of his gospel, John writes, He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
在约翰福音第一章，他写道，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Jesus came to his own, the nation of Israel.
耶稣基督到他自己的国度以色列来。
But they missed him.
但是那些人却不认他。
They didn't receive, they didn't recognize and welcome him.
他们没有把他认出来是他们的救主，也没有欢迎他。
But some did.
但是有一些人。
In fact, I want to think that in Mark chapter 12, there were people in the crowd who received Jesus.
在马可福音十二章，有一些人在这个人群当中，他们接受了基督。
But they also took the next step.
而且他们也走了下一步。
They believed in him. They put their personal trust in him.
他们相信神，他们把他们个人的这个信任给了他。
They believed that he was about to do the impossible because he was God.
他们相信神会做奇妙的事，因为他就是那位神。
As we talked about last week, to be the Messiah, both David's Lord and offspring.
像我们上周所说的一样，他是那个弥赛亚，既是大卫的子孙，又是大卫的主。
To die on a cross and to rise again from the dead to demonstrate the resurrection.
要死在十字架上，并且三天之后复活。
To establish the kingdom of God's rule and reign here on this earth.
在地上建立神的国度。
And to do the impossible, to show how he could love us as he loved himself.
像我们。显示到底他是能够怎么样爱我们，如同他爱他自己一样。
The scribe was near to the kingdom of God.
这个文士离神的国不远了。
He knew the theology, he knew the laws.
他知道神学，他明白律法。
What he missed was that next step of putting his belief in Jesus.
但他不明白的是他要怎么样把他的信心。
That Jesus could be the sacrifice that ended all sacrifices.
他不知道耶稣基督可以成为一个牺牲，使所有的牺牲都停止。
And when we give all that we are and all that we have to God, He gives back to us a full and powerful life.
当我们把我们所有的给予主，他就给我们一个丰盛的人生。
Included in that is a life where God's love can flow through us to our neighbors.
这是一个神的爱可以通过我们流向我们周围的人的人生。
By loving God with all that we are, He gives back to us the ability to love those like to love others as ourselves.
如果我们用我们的全人全心来爱主的话，他就使我们有能力去爱我们周围的人。
One commandment, one God, one love, one big problem, all solved by one Savior.
一条命令，一个主，一种爱，一个大问题，都被这个唯一的救主解决了。
Oneness and wholeness.
只有一个，它是完满的。
The Hebrew word is shalom.
在希伯来文当中，这个 shalom.
All is right and well.
就是来自上帝完满的，什么也不缺少的一种平安。
May we this morning hear, receive, and believe in our Lord Jesus.
愿我们今天早上都能够听到、接受到，也能够相信耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, when we really look and think about the commandments that Jesus gave us, we see how far short we can do them in our own strength.
主啊，当我们真的明白耶稣基督给我们的命令的时候，我们就看到我们自己是有多么的不足。
We recognize that rather than love you and others, we love ourselves more.
我们发现比起爱你，还有爱我们周围的人，我们爱自己远胜别的。
Father, we claim afresh the grace of your Son, Jesus.
主啊，我们需要你儿子的救恩。
Help us to love you with all of our hearts.
帮助我们用我们全心来爱你。
And all of our minds and all of our strength.
用我们的所有的意志，用我们所有的力量来爱你。
And fill us so much with your love that we can then love others as ourselves.
主啊，用你的爱充满我们，使我们明白怎么样去爱他人。
And in doing so, be a light to those who don't know you.
而当我们这样做的时候，我们就成为从你那里来的光。
May we live to your glory, Lord Jesus.
主啊，愿我们有你那样荣耀的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Russ, for the message.
谢谢牧师的证道。
Our God radiates to the world the power of His love. Please stand as we sing the power of your love.
我们来一起唱 The Power of Your Love.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, come to me. The weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me.The doxology.
Amen.
This morning you feel like that scribe, that there's a lot of commands that you just don't live up to. Don't leave here this morning before talking to someone who can introduce you to Jesus. Jesus fulfills all of those so that we're able to keep the commandments. May this week our great God cause his face to shine upon you. May he walk closely with you, and may you be blessed as you love him and you love those around you as yourself. Amen.
Please be seated.
Again, we are very happy to have this opportunity to celebrate a Sunday with you. So I'd like to take this time to welcome newcomers among us. If you are the